Literary scholar Harold Bloom says that almost daily for the past 12 years, he's read and taught Shakespeare's plays, and he's come to realize that the accurate stance toward them is one of awe. Book critic Maureen Corrigan says that's also her stance toward Bloom's latest book called Shakespeare, The Invention of the Human.
Some detractors say that, like Hamlet, Harold Bloom is long-winded, indulging in gassy digressions that bloat his book. Others sneer that, like Lear, without the fool to watch over him, he's grown old and cranky, railing against feminists and deconstructionists who refuse to stand naked beside him on the heath, stripped of theory and footnotes. Some serpent-tongued wits have even compared Bloom to his idol, William Shakespeare, hastening to hiss that, like the bard, he cares too much about making a buck and thus writes too quickly. There may be some truth in all these charges, but set against Harold Bloom's colossal critical achievement in Shakespeare, The Invention of the Human, they have as much chance of carrying the day as peas blossom, cobweb, moth, and mustard seed would in a game of tug of war with Falstaff. And in fact, Falstaff, whom the outsized Bloom adores and physically resembles, is his most fitting Shakespearean counterpart. Impassioned, opinionated, and wise, Bloom, like Falstaff, is a living rebuke to academic cant and cynicism. Bloom here marshals a lifetime's worth of experience as a reader, scholar, teacher, and playgoer to brilliantly work through all 35 of Shakespeare's plays. As its bold title implies, however, Shakespeare, The Invention of the Human, is no simple sentimental journey. Bloom wants not merely to praise the bard, but to arrive at some profound new appreciation of how Shakespeare created human consciousness. As Bloom declares towards the end of his mammoth book, "I do not know whether God created Shakespeare, but I know that Shakespeare created us to an altogether startling degree." Clearly, this is one of those big think theses that can't be proven. Bloom's claims for Shakespeare are destined to stand or fall on the strength of his own language and interpretations. Bloom's writing here is radiant, alive with conviction, intelligence, gusto, and righteous contempt. In particular, his comments on the many awful productions of Shakespeare he suffered through, like Ralph Fiennes' recent travesty of a Hamlet, have the acidic sting of a Sheridan Whiteside theater review. As befits a patriarch of literary criticism, Bloom proclaims most of his insights as truths, handed down from the mountaintop of his erudition. This is a style that even Moses couldn't sustain for very long, but Bloom's pronouncements are so provocative, they grant him the license to spout. Here, for instance, is one of Bloom's many written-in-stone remarks, this one on Macbeth. Macbeth himself can be termed the unluckiest of all Shakespearean protagonists, precisely because he is the most imaginative. With surpassing irony, Shakespeare presents the Macbeths as the happiest married couple in all his work. Is Bloom right? Who knows? Doubtless some of his assertions are just so much sound and fury. Other Bloomian tenets, however, will change the way many of us think about plays whose meaning had become fixed in our minds. Nowhere is Bloom's power as a reader more in evidence than in his discussions of Falstaff and Hamlet, who, Bloom avows, manifest the most comprehensive consciousnesses in all of literature. Bloom worships Falstaff without qualification, but he offers a startlingly revisionary criticism of Hamlet. The Pale Prince, Bloom says, loves no one. Not his father, nor Horatio, nor Ophelia, nor even the generations of audiences who've been transfixed by him in what Bloom calls the world's oddest love affair. In the course of moving through the plays, Bloom chants the traditional Shakespearean cries of transcendence and universalism in a largely successful, if temporary, maneuver to drown out the ideological-minded critics he so abhors. Bloom growls, Marxists, multiculturalists, feminists, nouveau historicists, the usual suspects, know their causes, but not Shakespeare's plays. Leaving aside the vexed question of whether his denunciations are fair or not, it seems to me that what Bloom rightly dislikes about the younger generations of critics is their cool reserve, their guarded unwillingness to give themselves over to Shakespeare. How refreshing it is, in contrast, to hear a credentialed, critical genius like Harold Bloom admit to his romantic feelings for Rosalind in As You Like It. Shakespeare, the invention of the human, may help bring bardolatry back in fashion. It should certainly make bloomolaters of many of its readers.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed Shakespeare, The Invention of the Human, by Harold Bloom. This is Fresh Air.